information, I'm recommending Tim Heuer's blog post. You can find it at tinyurl.com/slrelease, and he has a great rundown of what's out there. Let me give you the highlights. The CHM file is available. Now, this, I don't know if you're using this. This is something that I really recommend. The CHM file is the help file for Silverlight, and it gives you sort of a constant sort of place to look, whether you're on an airplane at 30,000 feet or disconnected from the internet or even not. Sometimes it helps to have a place that you know where you're going to find the particular information rather than having to Google for it. The CHM file, you can find it at tinyurl.com/offlinechm. Useful stuff there. Tim points out some new stuff that is in the release. SSL connections can be made even if you're not on an SSL page now. That's good news. ADO.NET Data Services is also fully supported, so if you use the Astoria technology, that is going to be there, and we're expecting that it won't have some of the errors that we had in earlier beta versions. Also, some big news on the open source front. First of all, the grammar for XAML is going to be submitted as an open spec. And then the next thing, and this is big, if you do development in Eclipse and you've wanted to do development for Silverlight, well, guess what? There are now tools that you can use on Eclipse for developing Silverlight. So that's really big news. That's one thing that I've had questions about. When I go in and I talk to more open source sort of people, they want to know, hey, can I do development outside of Visual Studio? And my answer has been, well, you can use the free version of Visual Studio, but now I get to say, hey, you can use Eclipse. And I think that's a great answer to be able to give people. It turns out more controls are going to be coming down the pipe. Just like in the ASP.NET world, this is a major release, but also we're going to have minor updates. Probably they won't call them service packs, but we are going to get more controls down the pipe in sort of the interim before the next major release of Silverlight. The next thing I want to point out, and this is pretty cool. So I had been anticipating, I mean, I don't have inside information, but I had been assuming that the timing would be about right to announce the Silverlight 2 release at PDC, but no, it's been announced before PDC, which is at the end of October. So that means the PDC is open, at least conceivably, to some new announcements, perhaps regarding v.next of Silverlight. Or that's a possibility at any rate. There are some sort of rumors swirling around Twitter. So we'll hear if that happens. Pretty exciting stuff. So go out there, read Tim's blog post, tinyurl.com/slrelease. He's got all the good information you need and the links to get started both for development and for the rundown.